Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're now tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city, Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Greetings to you, you, and you, those that listen on a continual basis. I want to thank you. Yes, and I'm sending you lots of love and hugs today. If you were close by, I'd give you a great big hug. And thank you for being here with me. Now, in order to show me that you love me, still love me, call 347-857-3925. Just call 347-857-3925. Just trying to get you to let's communicate, you know, back and forth. It's okay. Let us know what God has done for you, even by this broadcast. Has he done anything for you? Let us know, will you? I pray that you let us know, period, what God has done. If it wasn't by the broadcast, just praise God for what he's done. Will you do that? All right. We thank God for all of that. Today, now I'm waiting for you to call, okay? All right. We're going to pray today for a few people. Yes, we are still praying for Etta Stevens. You're still praying for her in the name of Jesus. We pray that God would touch the circulation in the legs. We pray right now that God can correct the circulation in the legs in Jesus' name. We are still praying for Mrs. Ford out of Texas, who's in the hospital. We're praying for her that God will touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We are praying for Bert Benjamin, who's in the hospital. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, to touch Bert right now in Jesus' mighty name. Make yourself real to him. Father God, we also praying for Matthew Charge. We're praying for Matthew Charge, who's also in the hospital. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to touch and deliver. We are praying for Jethro Eason, who's in the hospital also. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for all those that in the hospital right now in Jesus' name, that those that we know somebody that knows somebody that's in there, we're praying that they will come forth out and be in great recovery. You know, 100% recovery. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And you know the enemy is always attacking God's people, and he knows where it hurts. He knows where it hurts. Yes, 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 he does. We're sending prayers, you know, today to Ashley Ritter. We're sending prayers to him. As usual, we are we're praying for him again. Bless God. Amen. I'm going to have to talk to Ashley. You know, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I expect some great things from that young man. You know, really do. God got his hand on him. And we're sending forth love and hugs to him also. And our prayers go continually with him. So praise God. We're waiting for word that he's doing what? Okay. That everything is fine. This is what we are looking for today. We want you to call us and let us know just how God is moving, you know, in your life. Is that too much to ask? Huh? We just want to know that God is moving for you. And we can take you off the prayer list of anything serious, you know. Anything else is just to carry you through, that's all. And we still praying for Lloyd and Vivian Mitchell. Also today, praying for their continual recovery in Jesus' name. We're praying for Gary Dunkley that God will heal his body, soul, and mind in the mighty name of Jesus and make him every whit whole, inside and out, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. Father, we still asking for strength for Adrian. Be still asking for strength for her and her daughter. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory for it right now, Father, for what you're doing in her behalf. And we're praying also, Lord, for those that are not saved. We are praying for Michael Whitty Jr. We are praying for Michael Simpson. And we are praying, Lord, for David Neverson, and we are praying for Christopher Jr. We are praying for these young men, especially. See, the enemy is always trying to take our young men, and we are praying that God will release them in his care under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that they will come forth like pure gold. They will be tall and strong in the Lord. This is what we are praying for today. And we want you to help us pray for these young men. These are just some we know today, you know, that need help, emergency help, I'm going to say. They need emergency help, right now help, okay? In the name of Jesus, they need it where they are, that God will take them through their terms that they have to serve safely. In the name of Jesus, God, show forth yourself, Father, and give them favor right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for being here today. Yes, 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 yes. And we want to pray for Deacon Mike, too. Pray for him also today. He needs your prayer. Praise God, today he's not feeling the best. So we ask you to pray for him. How about that? Would you do that? Is that too much to ask you? Okay, I'm going to believe that's just what you're doing right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, let's give you a word for today. Thank you, Jesus. Well, they say the optimist breathes deeply, knowing there is plenty of fresh air for all. He thinks tall, knowing even the sky is no longer the limit. He builds confidently, knowing there are breezes enough for a thousand windmills. He speaks kindly, knowing there are many nearby who need encouragement. The optimist breathes deeply, knowing there is plenty of fresh air for all. He thinks tall, knowing even the sky is no longer the limit. He builds confidently, knowing there are breezes enough for a thousand windmills. He speaks kindly, knowing there are many nearby who need encouragement. Are you one of those that need encouragement? We want to send you some encouragement today, letting you know that Jesus is on your side. Letting you know today that Jesus is on your side, all right? On your side. Can you believe that today? Bless God. We thank God for those that are here with us, and we ask you to continue to pray for our bishop who, got a broken ankle, cracked, broken, or somewhere like it is. Anyway, is not being well right now. But you pray for it. Call in and tell the bishop you want to pray for. You're going to pray for him. You can call in and tell him you're going to pray for him. Yes, because he's right here. He'll answer too. Yes, he will at 347-857-3925. Come on now, you can do that, can't you? Yes, I know you love him. Yes, you do. I know you love him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, you know, we thank God for Sister Diane. Amen. Amen. Pray for her also. She needs your prayer also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Deacon Mike is here. He done showed up. All right. Praise God. Amen. He must feel a little better. Hey, see, your prayer's answered already, ain't it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, the devil don't care who he hit. You know that, right? He's going to mess with whoever he can. He just want to stop you. Don't you start going up. Now, as soon as we realize the fact that when we God begin to elevate us, here come Mr. Devil. Huh? He come up with all kind of things, from aches and pains to chaos and confusion in every area of your life. Every time you look, something is going wrong, or you look like your money funny, and all kind of things just start happening, don't it? I tell you, family, they gone crazy too, and you definitely ain't got no friends, you know, because they start talking about you bad and everything. You know, all these things start happening, and you should turn around and say, man, I must be finna get elevated in God. You know, and when you find that, I found out when you hear that in your spirit, man, you said, devil, get out of my way, because I'm coming through. We finna do battle here. Oh, yeah. You done buffeted me long enough. Mm-hmm. Come on, tell him now. So you done buffeted me long enough. You get in my children. You get in the husband. You get in the wife. You get in the pot. You get in everything, you see. And the washing machine don't want to work. And you know, everything seems to go wrong, don't it? And you say, oh, my God, what's next, Lord? Mm-hmm. Don't ask him what's next, because he might tell you. You know, praise God. And then you gonna really have a fit. You know, oh, no, God, I can't take this, God. You know, we start all of these kind of things. But I'm telling you today, it's time to do what? Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I know, you know, you see in the movies about these men be trying to hold on to the falling off the building, and they be trying to hold on to the edge of it, and look like their fingers, just the fingernails trying to clutch something. Well, you just clutch something today, okay? Because you're going to hold on. Yes, you are. You're not going to allow anything to stop you, are you? Tell the devil right now. Say, devil, you know what? You done stopped me your last time. I will not stop anymore. No, I'm not going to let you stop me anymore. Talk to him. Come on now. This is the day to talk to him. Hallelujah. Because Hebrews 10:23 say, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Huh? You got to hold on to what you got already, the faith that you have. You say, well, I ain't got much faith, Lord. This is what you may say. I ain't got much faith, but what did he say in 10:23? The Bible saying 10:23 that if we hold on to what? Our faith, the profession of our faith without wavering. You know, why do you think the devil comes? Because he wants you to waver, don't he? Huh? Huh? He wants you to just give up. I give up. I can't do it no more. I can't go no further. Well, what you going to do without him? Just answer the question now. What would you do without God? All right? Now, you tell me, I don't give up. I'm so tired. I'm tired. We all get tired because we are warriors fighting in a battle, and soldiers sometimes get wounded, don't they? And when they get wounded, they become weary, in their well-doing, saying, what's the use? What the use? But the rest of that same scripture says, for he is faithful that promised. If God promised you that he going to bring you through, now, when he promised you he going to bring you through, that means you got to go through something. Huh? Something has to be there for him to bring you through. It has to be an enemy. It has to be chaos. It has to be sickness or whatever. Something has to be going on that God can bring you through. So you will know that he can bring you through. Remember the song that Andre Crouch sang, you'll never know God can solve the problem if you didn't have no problem. Huh? You wouldn't know he could solve it if you don't have no problem. You just heard about it, you know. And you know how, well, they never been through what I've been through. Huh? They never experienced this, you know, like this or that. Probably so. They don't understand the preliminaries of that thing that you went through, you see. But you know, when you talk to somebody that has experienced the same thing, you know that they have an understanding of what you're going through, don't you? But in all of that, after you done gone through, what happened? God is standing right there because he said he is faithful that what? Promise. Huh? He's faithful that promise. So if he's faithful that promise, why you want to give up? Tell me one thing. Why do you want to give up if he's faithful that promise? He didn't tell you it's going to be easy all the time, did he? Did he say it's going to be easy? Everything you get going to be easy. But, you know, people have the wrong impression of faith. They feel like, well, if you got faith, ain't nothing going to happen to you. Well, that's when you need faith, is when something happened to you. Do you see what I'm saying? All right, you got it. You need faith to bring you through, bring you out, bring you over, whatever the case may be. Do you get the picture here today? Amen. Faith without works is what? Dead. You need some works in action. Huh? For you to experience faith at work, can't you? Can't you see that today? Just look at that. Huh? We complain, you know, and we be so much complaining we can't hold on.
Come on now.
Okay? How you gonna hold on complaining? Huh? You lose your focus and fall. Okay? You lose your focus and then you fall. But you're supposed to hold on to your faith. That's all I'm trying to tell you today. And you can't let everybody come in your life and shake your faith. Well, you sound good. It sound good. Yeah, I agree with you. Child, you know, you ain't getting nothing over there but spending your money. And they don't know you ain't hardly putting none in. Huh? You got them fooled. Huh? So you know your faith is shaking because you didn't have enough faith to sow some seed. Hello, somebody. Praise ye the Lord. Glory be to God. See, now, you know, faith without works is, you need both of them, don't you? In order for the thing to work for you, you need both. Can you have faith in your refrigerator is still going to work? Can you have faith that when you turn that little knob on your stove that it's going to light up so you can cook some dinner? Do you have that faith? See, you so busy saying, well, my faith is so small. You got faith across the street, huh? I think. Do you? Okay. Praise God. I don't know. You might, though. But listen, when you know for a fact that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he don't change. You the one change, huh? You change by allowing people to talk you into not trusting God, talk you into not believing what he say, that he's going to fulfill everything that he promised you. You allow people to talk you into these things. Do you understand? Do not allow folks to do that. You hold on to what you know to be the truth. You know God have helped you. You know he done brought you through. You know that that car was about to hit you and the angel of God push you out the way. You know these things and you know the hand of God is with you. You've seen your children go through, and you know it was God that took them through. Why would you allow somebody to talk you out of it? Huh? You got to hold on. Hear what I'm saying now? Hold on. Now, you know, if you want to just go around Hebrews 11 and 1, you know, everybody heard that. Now faces the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. You know, that's a scripture that everybody know, right? That's a scripture that everybody use all the time. But the now faith is right then when you need it. Huh? You need faith when things are happening, don't you? You don't need to doubt God in the moment that things is happening. That's when the scripture come into being. N-O-W faith. Now, right now. Hello? Come on, see? Hello? Come on now. Hold on now. See, I'm telling you to hold on to the now. Here? Hold on to the now. Because it's coming. Huh? It is coming. Huh? Just think about what God already done for you. We ain't talking about the prophets of old. You done read it and it, you done read all the good things that God done for all the prophets of old. You heard that. You done read it and heard it and seen the movies and all of this of what God has done in these people's lives. But we own now faith. We own this hour of faith. You hear what I'm saying? You want to know what he's going to do now. But the same thing goes from what they believe to what you believe now. Right now. Can you trust him now for your situation? I don't know what your situation. You could be ain't got enough money to pay your bills. You could be your husband acting crazy, somebody sick unto death, something is going on, your children acting up, your mother won't do right, your father won't either, and Aunt Joe won't do it either. You know, everybody's doing something that you quite can't get through. You see, now is the time to believe that scripture, Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it, but you can still believe it. Can you do that today? You say, well, I know all this. If you know all this, then why don't you do this? When you know things, you do better, right? So this is the best thing in your life is to have faith in God. This is what the Lord says. He says, have faith in God. That's what the Bible says. Have faith in God. You don't have to have faith in me, but have faith in the God I'm talking about right now. Because you have been introduced to him, so you need to have faith in him. Why would you want to be saved if you can't have faith in it? You had to have faith to believe in the first place that he is. The Bible saying he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you get the picture? You have faith in everybody in the world. You got faith in them. But where you should have faith that you don't have it. Huh? Do you have faith in yourself? Do you have faith you can do it? Do you have faith you can get through this trial here? It looks hard, but it's not actually hard. It's just an illusion of hardness. Hello, somebody. The devil puts all kind of illusions in front of you, and we do what? We go right along with it. Instead of saying, this is not so, because I'm going to believe in the living God. I'm going to believe in what he say. If he say he's the God that healeth thee, then I'm going to believe that he's going to heal me. Now, he might not heal me right at this moment, but I'm going to believe him. My now of healing will be here soon. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do you get what I'm saying today? You've got to forget those things that are behind you. Forget the past. Forget all this stuff that people have. When you doubt it, when you, before you come to God, you ain't believe nothing about God. You ain't believe church. I need to go to church. You don't believe I need a preacher. You don't believe nothing. You ain't believe nothing. But when you came into the knowledge of the truth that it is necessary, it's a necessity in your life, that you should, everyone should be in somebody's church, everybody should hear the word of the living God and all this, because it is your life, it is the substance that you need to make it. It's the air that you breathe. Come on, think about it. Because when he formed man, he did what? He breathed the breath of life into his nostril, and man became a living soul. Now you are a living being, a living soul. So therefore you are very important to God, and he's made promises to you that he is going to fulfill when you meet the qualifications. Did you get it? Huh? You got to meet these qualifications. Come on now. I mean, you don't want to meet them. You don't want to follow instructions. You don't want to follow the blueprint. See, everything that's made got a blueprint. Huh? Every house is made, it has a blueprint. Every car is made, it got a blueprint. Now, they have to have a blueprint to get you what you want. So now your faith needs a blueprint, and that is Jesus Christ. Now faith is the substance. He gave you something to hold on to. He gave you something that you can look beyond what you see. Now, do you get it? He gave that to you. It's yours. He said it's a gift. Now, you know what? I like that. You ain't got to work for the gift. Huh? People give you gifts. You didn't have to do anything because somebody gave you a gift. Do you? That's a gift with strings attached, right?
Come on now.
You don't want nothing with strings attached. That's like having a relationship with strings. Well, I'll love you if you do thus and so. Well, I'm sorry. I want unconditional love. I want a lot of strings attached.
Come on now.
I don't like strings attached to friendship.
Come on.
I don't like strings attached to nothing, tell you the truth. Because somebody going to get hung on them strings. See, so God is looking for you. He didn't put so much strings on it, but he put some instructions, and there is a blueprint attached to what you're going to get. Can you sow a seed for it? Can you worship God in behalf of what you want? You see, there are things that you are obligated to do because of your blueprint. The main object in the blueprint will make the house be named a house. Otherwise than that, it's not a house. What do you look for in a house? You look for doors and windows, don't you? A floor and a ceiling and walls, don't you? Now, you ain't never say nothing about what's inside. But when you see, if you see that up and you don't know what's inside, you'll say, that's a house. Because there's doors and windows and a roof and all that and sides on it. And you consider that a house. Because the blueprint said that that is the structure of the house and it has a foundation. So our foundation is Jesus Christ. So we are built up on Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, he builds the house and furnishes it. Yes, he do. Did you hear what I'm saying? Come on now. This is who God is. Now, let's see. 1 Corinthians saying, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Unmovable. Don't let nobody shake your faith. Don't let nobody pull you out of your rest. Don't let nobody pull you out of believing God, who done brought you this far, who brought you through many trials and tribulations when you could have been dead. Your troubles were so heavy, you was about to lose your mind, but God kept your mind. Don't be moved by these things. Don't be moved when people try to tell you you don't take all that. It take that and then some. Come on now. I'm just talking, you know, this is time to talk about it. And I'm just talking about holding on, you know, just keep holding on, you know. It may not look like it's going to happen, but just because it don't look like it don't mean it's not so. You can't see the air you breathe, but you know you can't breathe without it.
Amen.
You can't see a thing, but you know it's there, don't you? Because if you ain't had it, you suffocate. Uh-huh, yes, you will. So why would you allow somebody to suffocate you from your God? Huh? Cut you off from him. You say, I wish, that ain't cutting me off. I say, yes, it's cutting you off because you allowed them to. Hmm? You allowed them to take your space that God told you to occupy till he comes. And you're going to allow somebody else to come in there and move in. Hmm? And when they move in, they move you out.
Okay, ma'am.
They tell you what you can't do. When the devil move in your house, he tell you what you can't do in your own house. And he tell you to get out and lock the door. Hmm? Come on, man. He tell you get on out your own house. The devil bold now. He bold. He come right in and take possession. But you did what? You allowed him to do that. See? Now, today we want you not to let him get a stronghold in you no more. Don't let him take residence in you. Tell him, say, we don't got no room in this inn. Huh? You just tell him right that. Tell him that right now. Say, I ain't got no room for you. There's no vacancy.
Nope.
Huh? There's nothing but what? Me and my children, and we can't put nobody else in here. We ain't allowing nobody to sing. So you saying, I'm, what they say about the song, I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Mm-hmm. I am the person that's planted by the waters, and I ain't going to be moved by you.
Come on now.
Huh? And your words. See, words will hurt you. People say that, but talking don't hurt me. That little nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Sticks and stone may break my bone, but talking don't hurt me. Talking do hurt you. It hurts you. It hurts you bad. Huh? Because you react to those words. If somebody say you ain't going to never amount to nothing, you that's what you do. You try to be nothing for the rest of your life because somebody said it. Huh? Now, don't you do that. You know you do that. So that's what happened. Somebody just moved you out of the space that God has ordained for you. Huh? Now, it don't look like it. It looked like an empty space. It looked like nothing is going on. But here I'm to tell you today that something is going on, and it's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has done what? Made a way for you out of nowhere. It's already prepared for you, but you've got to get to it. See, you don't want to work. Okay? You don't want to work. You don't, in other words, work is what? Obeying what God say do. Well, it don't sound so hot. That don't sound so good. Just because it don't sound good to you don't mean it's good. We want everything to sound good according to your ears. Huh? But your ears don't always hear the right thing. He said, having ears to hear but hear not. And this is what we do a lot of times. We have ears to hear but we don't hear. Hmm? So therefore, the word has bypassed you because your ears was all clogged up with wax. Huh? Oh, my God, my God. Lord, have mercy. Hmm. Now, I tell you, like John 15 said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Huh? Now, why we feel it's so strange that people hate us? You know they hated Jesus. You know they're going to hate you because you naming the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Because the rest of it say, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, and guess what? He said, because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Now you see why they hate you, don't you?
Hmm?
Now you see why they hate you, don't you? Come on, think about it now. Hmm? Now, don't think it's so strange because people don't like you. I used to think it mighty strange because I didn't know no better. So I knew about this scripture here. I thought it was strange. I tried to be nice to everybody, give, and then sometimes they just plain old take. Huh? And they still didn't like you. I don't care if you did what they want, they still didn't like you. Hmm? And I wondered about that. But when I come to this scripture to see that scripture, they hated him, so they're going to hate me because I'm naming the name of Christ.
Oh, Lord.
Hmm? That's their problem. They don't want you to love Christ. They want you to be just like them.
Mm.
If you like them, they love you.
Come on, ain't that the truth?
Hmm? They do for you. Yeah, yeah. Long as they can keep you in the world, keep you in sin, keep you out there doing all this stuff against God, they happy. But the minute you name the name of Christ, boy, they change like a bad wind. Like one of them, what you call it, hurricane winds. Whirlwind winds. Start to be running round and round and round. They're going to run you round in a circle, don't you, every time. See? You thought it was, you said, oh, this is so strange. People dislike me. Yeah, I thought it was strange too, but it ain't strange. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to try to leave this part here with you. You know, I could go on and on with this here because, you know, God has done so much. You hear what I'm saying? God has done so much to teach me, amen, not to allow, see, this is what I say, not allow these people to pull me out of God. Yes, it makes you hurt. It hurts you, and you get sad about it that they don't know the difference between right and wrong. That's sad. It is sad, you know. Mm-hmm. Huh? But I'm here to tell you today that even in Corinthians, when he said you're trouble on every side. Every side you are troubled on. Have you ever thought about that? Down saying you can't catch a break. But you ain't distressed, are you? Hmm? You're not going to allow these things to stop you, are you? You're not going to allow the trouble that come to stop you from going in the direction. Don't change your direction. That should be the name of this message. Should be don't change your direction. Because we change directions so fast. No, I think I'll go this way. No, I think I'll go this way. No, I'm going back this way. And we end up backing up.
Come on now.
Hmm? Now, he said, now, if you back up, you're not fit to have your hand to the plow, you know. You ain't fit to go on with him. You ain't going to go through to what he wants you to be in. Because we done look back. Took our hand off of what God gave us to hold on to.
Come on now.
Now we going backward. Are you going backward today? Just cause you're trouble on every side. You say, man, say, I turn this way and there's trouble. And I turn that way, there's trouble. And I wake up in the morning and my body is aching and my mind is hurt, trouble. And oh, Lord, even in the midnight hour when I'm sleeping, I see trouble. You ain't got trouble in your dreams. Now, that's trouble, ain't it? Hmm? Now, you see, the devil is always trying to shake you. He tries to shake you every time. Listen here, he shake you even in your dream. He make you have some terrible dreams. You'll wake up and you'll be so mad. Who you mad with? You ever done that? Wake up mad. I have woke up mad. Don't even know what I'm mad about. Except I had a bad dream. And all it was the devil doing what? He playing with you in your dream to do what? To bring you out of what God has called you into.
Come on now.
And he loved to tell you about what you can't do. You had this dream. Well, you know, I had this dream that I couldn't do nothing. I didn't know nothing. You know what you know? If you don't know nothing but Hebrews 11:1, that's a whole lot to know. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If that's all you know, that's the greatest thing you need to know, because it's going to take you through. Whatever the devil say, you know, he can make 10 that you ain't saved. You know, you tell me, Lord, I miss heaven. In my dream, I had this dream. One person told me one time, I had this dream about the white horses. What that mean? I said, I don't know. What them white horses mean? You know, you have to ask God, what do they mean to you? Huh? I don't know what they mean to you. I'm not a dream interpreter. Only if God give me the interpretation at the time, he tell me. But other than that, I can't just interpret dream. I don't know nothing about that. Okay? All I know is ask God. See? So you get all disturbed because your dreams have disturbed you. You allowed them to, and they could mean the total difference than what you thinking. Because we always thinking on a carnal level. We never think on a spiritual realm. We don't go there and think. And so when we start thinking on that carnal, that's what the dream meant, what's going to happen? We're going to bring all that trouble into your life.
Come on.
Because you didn't see the truth. You didn't see the truth, did you? Come on now. I like it, you know, that God chose me. Whoo, Lord, have mercy. And I feel like this here. You can say what you want to. You know, remember that time they around there talking about Jesus had a wife and some babies up in Europe somewhere. And then people manufacture all kind of stuff, you know. He do. He have lots of children. He do have a world full of children. Everyone that's been born again is now his son. Huh? You hear what I'm saying? So he got lots of sons and daughters. Oh, yeah. Now, if you want to say who's he married to, now I don't know, he married to God. And he married to himself. Huh? You can say anything you want to say, but it's not going to change my walk and have my faith in God. Hmm? I say I choose to believe what I believe already. And I'm going to stand on the faith that I've already received, because I've seen it work so many times. So you can say anything you want about the God you serve, but it ain't my God. We know two different gods. See, I only know the God, the living God, Prince of Peace. See, Alpha and Omega. I only know one God, one faith, and one baptism. That's the only one I know. Now, I don't know who you know. See, you responsible for what you know. I'm responsible for what I know, but I can only tell you what I know. You see? So you don't persuade me to give up God, because he done did too much for me. Heal me.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Thank you.
Brought me through so much turmoil in my life. I had turmoil every day and night, too. I thought it wasn't going to never end for years and years. It looked like it just was never ending. But I made it this far. Huh? I ain't saying I don't have nothing now, because I do. But you know what? Just because they're here don't mean that God's not here. He's still the same God. He say, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the same God. He saying he don't change. Now, do your God change? Then you're serving the wrong God. Why don't you try mine? Huh? Don't let nobody shake your faith today. Don't let them pull you out of what God done already gave you. You done came a long way. Why are you going to allow somebody to pull you out now? Because you think they know more than you. Why are you being intimidated by the devil in them? You're not going to be intimidated by them. Huh? Let them talk. You know what? I have a problem here. Oh, they talking about me. So? Then that means you're in somebody's thoughts. Good or bad. They still thinking about you. At least they ain't rub you out. Huh? At least they're thinking about you. That's between them and their God, how they think. Hmm? See? So you allow that, well, I ain't going in them because they talk about me in church. What are they going to say about you in church? You like to shout? You like to praise God? You loud? You raise your hands? You hallelujah? What they going to say about you in church? They can't say nothing unless they talk about themselves. Because when they come down to it, they just as bad. If they try to find stuff bad, at least you're in church trying to get it straight.
Come on now.
Come on now, think about it. Mm-hmm. See, you'll be moved by every wind and doctrine. You're moved because people act like they don't like me. Well, you don't know what's on their mind. They could be going through a great trial and tribulation. They just mind is just on their problem, and they catching hell at home or somewhere, and they just can't think right then. Don't judge that. You see, we judge what we think we see, because sometimes our eyes fool us. We have eyes and we see not. We don't see the truth. We see what the devil wants us to see. Remember Job's friend? They didn't see the truth. They saw what they wanted to see. You done sinned. That's why all this stuff come upon you. You know, just like the people say today, everything, you got to be done sinned, because if you get sick, you done sinned. You know that? You're going to let that change your mind, but I'm getting out of church because, see, they don't believe in me. Suppose I quit because I'm a pastor. I quit because the people don't believe in me. You know what? They have the problem. I don't have the problem. I'm doing what God say. He say, preach the word. That's what I'm doing, preaching the word. Whether you receive it or not, I'm giving it to you. You're responsible for it after you leave me. Come on now. You're the one responsible for it. What you do with it. And you can't say, well, God, I've been looking for you. He said, I came by. Remember, Pastor so-and-so gave you the word. I had stopped by then to bless you. But you didn't see me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. I'm feeling all right. Glory be to God. Well, let me tell you what 2 Timothy said, you know, in the 4th chapter. He said, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Then what we do? To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen. Ooh. Now, you know, after all the trouble and trials and tribulations you done gone through, after people done turned their back on you, after, you know, they done said all manner of evil against you and looked like you everything hurting, including your fingernail and your toenails and your eyelids even hurting too. Everything, your hair even hurting. As my son used to say, God, my hair hurting. And he don't have no bit on his head. And, but after all that, he said, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Yes. You see, everything that the devil sought to do to you, tell him, say, it ain't real, it ain't happening here. I will not receive your evilness. Get away right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. You can't cross this bloodline. Talk to the devil in your way. Talk to him. Don't give him another inch, huh? Woo! Lord, have mercy. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For Apostle. Man, that powerful, amen, word. Amen. And it's so true. Praise God that we are walking in the day and time now. Amen. If we ever needed to walk by faith, amen, it's time now. Praise God. Amen. Am I right? Amen. We are living in the last days. And everything, amen, is going down but the word of God. Man, we have to trust God as never, never before. And then as she was ministering, man, I was looking here in Psalm 78, verse 19. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Praise God. Can God Just the question, yes, God can. Oh, he can do it. Come on now. And we're talking about faith, praise God. Ain't it funny, amen, when you're going through trials and tribulation where people don't want to call it trials and tribulation anymore. They want to call it challenges. I don't care what you call it. You're going to go through some of it. Help me, somebody. Oh, yeah, I know I'm right about it. Cause, oh, if you are in the world, but we're not of it, but you're going to go through something. Oh, she was talking about him and even waking up mad. And sometimes you just wake up with a bad headache, a bad backache, or stomach ache. Amen. There's always something, amen, that we may have to, we always go through. Am I right? Praise God. And the children of Israel, their problem was they lack of faith. Praise God. And now we got this thing now. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. I got to see it before I believe it. And the children of Israel in the biblical days, they saw the Red Sea turn back. They saw manna come from heaven. They saw quails come up. They saw a man that Moses smote the rock and water gushed out. And they drunk so much till they was full, praise God. They wives and their children, praise God. They whole entire family, 2.5 million, amen. God did great. Great things. And the more that he done for them, praise God, they yet asking this question. Yea, they speak against God. They say, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Praise God. And God yet proved them. Amen. And he yet doing the same thing today. Praise God. In you and our lives. Praise God. In our families. Amen. God have been good to us and he have brought us. Amen. We're talking about mercy last night. We're talking about forgiveness, talking about wisdom, talking about purity, praise God. And God is yet the same God. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I'm God, and I change not. Verse 25 says, and man did eat angel food. He send them meat to the full. See, and God, amen, he will supply all our needs. Am I right? Oh, he said he will give, amen, each and every one of us, amen. He said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And he wants, amen, to give us, amen, some of our desires. Amen. What do you desire today from the Lord? Praise God. Have you, amen, begin to seek spiritual things first? Amen. Seek ye, amen, him first and all of his righteousness. He said, and all these other things will be added. Praise God. And we shall not lack for no good thing. But where are your faith today? Praise God. I don't know what you're facing, praise God, this day of the rest of the week, praise God, of the rest of the month, of the year, praise God. But we serve a God, amen. He see in the future, he knows all, amen. And every ground, he said, that our feet tread upon, he said, we shall possess it. He said, everything that our hand touch, that we should continue to prosper, be in good health as our soul prosper, praise God. Now, he's saying that the storm is not going to come. Storms come, amen. I often tell the church all the time, we either in a storm, are we coming out of one, or you're heading for one? But the storms just keep on coming. Praise God. But thank God, amen, that we serve a God. Amen. He'll be right in the midst, amen, of our situation. Because he said, when you're in the water, you will not be burned. Be overflowed. He said, when you're in the fire, you will not be burned. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. That we serve, amen, a true and a risen Savior. He's always right there. Amen. Can you remember, amen, of what he have already done? Come on now. Think about it. For in our lives, amen, he done brought you over, amen, from 2015 to 2016. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And he yet, amen, movement, amen. And this year, amen, we ought to claim it a year of prosperity and success, amen, that it will be greater, amen, of the 2015. Come on, somebody, help me now, that he continue to bless us spiritually, financially, and materially. Amen. He will do great things. Amen. If you put it in divine order, amen, because God is our rock. Praise God. And I thank God that we continue to stand. And this is, she come from the scripture, stand, be steadfast, unmovable, but always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain. Amen. But we got to stand on the rock. Praise God. And all of the sand is sinking sand. Amen. And I thank God that Jesus, amen, is our Redeemer. Amen. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Ain't you glad? Praise God. Amen. Jesus know who he is. Now, what about you today? Praise God. People want to get mad saying he's not the Savior of the world and why he's the only one. Amen. He said it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Now, Jesus know who he is. What about you today? Praise God. Do you know, amen, when he have come into your life, do you know that he's able to bring you out? Do you know that he could heal your body? Do you know, amen, that he can make your enemies behave? He said he will make him your footstool. Praise God, and he give you power. He'll give you authority over every devil and imp in hell. Ain't you glad about it today that God is Jesus and Jesus is God? Oh, you cannot separate him. He said, me and my Father is one. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Amen. Oh, so can God? Yes, can. Yes, he can. Oh, God, amen. He's doing something great for somebody even as we speak. Praise God. You know, amen, I thank God that little is much when God is in it. Praise God. And he's doing something great for somebody right now, even on your job. Praise God. He'll give you that divine favor. Praise God. With man and also continuously with him. Praise God. He will do it. Yeah, they, praise God, God is always right there. And if you read the 78th song, the more he done for him, he started off in verse 1. He said, give ear. He, somebody need to hear today. Praise God. Not look, not see, but look. Give ear. Oh, my people. He said, give ear. Hear, oh, my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Praise God. Oh, and how do he speak? He speak three ways. Amen. When you read your, the word, praise God, he's speaking to you. Through his ministers, he's speaking now. Praise God. And through that small, still voice. If you're looking for God to come any other way, it's an error. Hello, somebody. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Praise God. He said his word will not go out and return to him void. So where are your faith today? Amen. Your faith, amen, is to trust, amen, in the word of God. Amen. If he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Ain't you glad, amen, that God is, amen, a great God? He's worthy to be praised. He said he's so high, you can't get over him. He's so low, you can't get under him. He's so wide, you can't get around him. Verse 2 said, I will open my mouth. Watch this now. In a parable, I will utter God's sayings of old, which we have heard and know, and our Father have told us. All praise the Lord. Amen. All we got to do is trust him today. Amen. And all Israel had to do. Amen. But now they saw it. Praise God. With their natural eye, they saw, amen, the miracle that God did for them. Even surrounded by seven other nations, even the mention of Israel's name, the enemy heart but the literary melt because of this, the mention, amen, of their name. Oh, you know, God is the same God today. Amen. When somebody just mention your name, praise God, they go turn and go the other way. It ain't all that they want to be. They so hate you so bad, but this the mention of your name. Amen. God put fire up under their feet. Oh, God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. You know, I feel pretty good here, but I got to turn this thing over to the side. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. So you know what? Hold on to your faith and don't change directions. Tune in every month, every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 1-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Till then, you be blessed and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things start happening. Let God.
We can handle it all, yeah.